Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second, the shortstop, Ivan Dejesu. Batting third, the first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth, the catcher, Jody Davis. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Mike Lum. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Doug Bird. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Doug Bird. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second, the first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third, the right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh, the catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Doyle Alexander. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Doyle Alexander. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan Dejesu is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Dejesu hits a fly ball into center field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabell hits a fly ball into left field. Lum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Mike Lum batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lum hits a fly ball into center field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wrights takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Wrights moves to second. Doug Bird is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bird is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dejesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivan De Jesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from May and he is out, Morgan applying the tag. One out. Ivan De Jesus is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. De Jesus is 0 for 1 in the game. De Jesus hits a pop-up into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Davis and he is out, De Jesus applying the tag. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. De Jesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lum is 0 for 1 in the game. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Morgan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bonds who is chasing the ball. Cabell reaches third base with a triple. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Giants. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cabell tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Giants. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Leonard moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Durham. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. Leonard moves to third. It's 3-0, Giants. Milt May is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May is walked intentionally. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-1 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leonard scores. Herndon moves to third. May moves to second. It's 4-0, Giants. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Herndon tags and scores. May tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 5-0, Giants. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bird fires over to first and Buckner drops the ball. That's an error on Buckner. May scores. LeMaster moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Giants. Joe Morgan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Reitz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reitz is called out on strikes. 1 out. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tabler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mel Hall pinch hits for Doug Bird. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Caudill now pitching. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cabell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Giants. Darrell Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Lum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Leonard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leonard takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 0-for-2 in the game. DeJesu hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ty Waller now playing center field. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alexander bunts towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Tabler covering, for the out. LeMaster moves to second. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pettini pinch runs for Joe Morgan. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on DeJesus. LeMaster scores. Pettini moves to third. Cabell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Giants. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pettini now playing second base. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive towards third. Evans reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 0-for-2 in the game. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pettini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Durham who is chasing the ball. Evans reaches third base with a triple. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Leonard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Leonard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. It's 9-0, Giants. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leonard moves to third. Doug Coppola now pitching. Scott Thompson now playing left field. Bob Brenly pinch hits for Milt May. Bob Brenly batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brenly takes first base on ball 4. Herndon moves to second. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu fields it and throws to second for the out. Leonard scores. Herndon moves to third. One out. It's 10-0, Giants. Guy Soulard's pinch runs for Johnny LeMaster. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alexander is 0-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Guy Soulard's now playing second base. Joe Pettini now playing shortstop. Bob Brenly now catching. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Reitz is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Reitz hits a pop-up into center field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tabler is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a line drive into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Hayes now catching. Joe Pettini is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pettini hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cabell is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Clark is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Evans is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Clark moves to third. Evans moves to second. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Leonard is 2-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Leonard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark scores. Evans scores. It's 12-0, Giants. Larry Herndon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Herndon is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leonard moves to third. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brenly is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 12, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ty Waller is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Waller hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 0-1. DeJesu is 0-3 in the game. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Buckner is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a pop-up into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 12, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.